Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Four Winds Casino.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein, Layla Rahimi.
There's a long, complicated list of circumstances that goes into the successes or failures of any baseball team. And so far, the White Sox have dodged a lot of bullets. A lot of things have gone right, and it's why somebody could make a reasonable case that you could say he's the manager of the year.
29-pitch complete game shutout. Zach Collins. Puts a charge into one the other way. Deep drive to the wall and gone. All four of his home runs this year come in a tie game to give the White Sox the lead. That's the case here in the bottom of the third, and it turns it over to Tim Anderson. And the aggressive swinger goes the other way. Could it be back to back? It is. Anderson goes yard 2-0.
Let's start pointing out some of the things that we've noticed. First of all, I do not mind Wilson Contreras, given the way this team has lost in this last month of June. Now, spreading into July, I do not mind him taking that leadership baton from whomever and saying, I'm that dude, I'm going to be upset about this in a way that I don't think was that uncivilized vis-a-vis a clubhouse culture. Did he take something inside of the house, outside of the house? Yes. But I wonder how much earlier in a traditional format that would have come out anyway.
That is crushed left field, way back, and that one is gone. He's done it. Wilson Contreras just inside the pole. How about that? Down to their final out, and the Cubs now on top. It is 4-2.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernstein and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, that was a baseball weekend. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. I'm going to talk about the first place White Sox, because this is becoming a thing. This is officially a thing now. And now that you're running away with this division and you can start looking at ways to optimize things, every day that goes by, you're gauging this market. You're waiting to see with every win or loss whether or not another team becomes a possibility as a seller. And you're starting to look over more and more major leaguers, prospects, etc. And when I say, I mean, not necessarily prospects as in minor leaguers, but your actual prospects for optimizing this team for a World Series run. It's a big weekend for them. Vinny Duber, who covers the White Sox for NBC Sports Chicago, is going to join us at 10. We got some Cubs talk also. Midday Midway at 10:40. We're going to take some phone calls, I hope, in the 11 o'clock hour, as we need to get a handle on what's going on at Guaranteed Rate Field and around Guaranteed Rate Field. And because I saw a lot of chatter on social media, I know you did too, and I heard from people just some experiences. But the White Sox have some things that they have to fix, and I'm pretty sure they know it. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the Score listener line. That is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. You can email us at BernsteinRahimi at 670thescore.com. You go there to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. You can text us. That's the text zone. It's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein Rahimi. She is at Layla Rahimi. She's rocking the Chicago flag today. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure that you download the Odyssey app. That way you can stream the score on your mobile devices. You can interact on Facebook. And there's Twitch. Hi, Twitch. Hello, people.
Twitch is actually having a conversation that you and I had long before we ever worked together.
What's that?
Apple talk.
Yes.
And at some point, we've got to share that with everybody.
And not Apple the company, Apple the actual Apple. And
Twitch is beating us to it.
Really?
Per usual, psychics.
So they're debating varietals?
Yes.
Now that everything is also like genetically engineered and you have these Franken trees that have multiple kinds of apples that have been grafted that are growing on the same tree.
I'm not okay with that.
No, that freaks me out. Like people go apple picking now and they've designed the trees so you don't need those big, wonderful trapezoidal ladders. You don't have to climb up and drop things in the bushel. Everything's just kind of right there at eye level. And it's like going to the Jewel, basically, apple picking now.
Yeah, I'll just take the Jewel.
They've taken the fun out of it. We used to go every year. Once a year, we'd go up to Wakanda.
Forever?
Yes. And we would apple pick, and then my mom would make applesauce, and it was like a big deal. And now I guess, I don't know, maybe if we outgrew it or it's just not a big deal anymore. They took the fun out of it by genetically engineering. All these people at Michigan State have changed apples.
I didn't know that was a thing until I moved up north to Philly, and my friends were like, yeah, we went apple picking. And I'm like, excuse me? In the fall, I watch football.
Well, sorry, it's not as fun as like going out in Texas and shooting feral hogs on a Sunday. I mean, I know we can't compete with that.
That's necessary. But Tom Thayer being here too. News about Aaron Rodgers still. It's coming.
Football, you're starting to smell it, feel it.
It's in the distance.
Twitch is
there.
twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. We have these. Oh, look, you can see the producers today. Sorry about that.
But a three shot.
Wow. They got the three box going. It's Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell who direct the video feed, and they also moderate the chat. Those are the producers. You can see them in all of their glory. Jay Zawoski and Jordan Malley doing the things that they do. Yeah, that was a great weekend. And the best thing about the Open Championship is that it's over early in the day, and you can sort of get on with everything. Even if you want to watch all of it, it's there. You can wake up, you can watch it, and then you can move on to other things. And you can watch baseball and go to Menards or whatever you have to do and not have to record anything. I think they should have all of the major championships at that time.
Overnight?
Well, just whatever you got to do it to make my life easier.
That's what
Or more convenient. Yeah, but
know whose life wasn't easier? Moose Tazen.
Yeah. Yeah, things got a little rough for him, and just Spieth just couldn't buy one, and then Morikawa doesn't relent.
Here comes your winner right here.
Didn't take long for Colin Morikawa to put his name on the claret jug, 1-for-1 at the Open.
How about the pressure on the engraver guy? Like, they cut to him engraving the name on the claret jug, and it's like, That's a thing. He's got to work fast, and he can't get it wrong. That's got to be really hard. I had anxiety.
Have one job.
I know, but I had anxiety watching Engraver Guy.
Where is he in the Tournament of Anxiety?
We do have to have that, by the way. That's going to come back at 45. There was a baseball anxiety moment. There was an actual, like, to the letter recapitulation of a true professional anxiety dream that I got to watch in real time.
Yeah, we were supposed to have done that during the All-Star break, and we didn't because there were other things going on. And we had to debut our amazing work NBA flop shot, which is why Jordan deserves an ISO and a three box right now.
Yes. The best are the number of people that still don't get that flop shot was a bit.
They think it's real. And you know what that tells me? We missed an opportunity to make a quick buck and get out of here.
Yeah, we could have separated people from their money and left town.
See you guys later. I'm going to Mexico. Sounds hard. Yes, we could have built the monorail and we messed it up with our honesty.
Yep. Yeah, we learned our lesson. We had a fully realized grift that we couldn't make profitable.
That's the worst. We saw the grift potential and then we just let it go. And that's why we're not rich.
Now, here is an attentive listener, too, for the 708. Layla and Dan, much easier to make your own applesauce at home than it is to find it in Dan's Jewel.
Signed S. Reardon from Buena Park.
No, oh, it's West Loop, Tom. That's why. But no, that wasn't my Jewel. That's the alien Jewel. There is a Jewel in Chicago that is staffed by aliens. And it, trust me on this. And I don't know if it still is. I haven't gone back. It's another. It's like a rip in the space-time continuum. And that's where I asked the guy where the applesauce was, and he said, apples? I said, no, applesauce. He said, apples. The apples are over there. I said, no, where is the applesauce? He said, I don't know what that is. I said, what do you mean? I said, applesauce. He said, is it a sauce you put on apples?
Glitch in the Matrix.
Right? No, he's an alien. He's clearly an alien. And I said, no, applesauce. He says, I'm sorry, I don't know what that is.
You work at a grocery store.
It's one thing if he didn't know where it was. He didn't know what it was. And I just kind of backed away. I said, okay. All right. He said, is it a sauce that you put on apples? No, it's a sauce made of apples. And he just gave me this look like I had three heads. But so, yeah.
Well,
yes, Ron.
Absolute true story. And there was also an alien at the service counter who just wasn't of this earth.
Sounds like I need to go to this Jewel.
Don't go to this. No.
It sounds pretty interesting.
Don't.
To me.
It might be better now. It's the one at Clybourne and Wellington.
Oh, that's up there.
Right. We're across the street from the Taco Bell next to the Aldi.
The Aldi's?
Next to the Aldi's. Yeah. I can't explain it, and I don't try to explain it.
What do you bet the Aldi's went in and poached all the people from the Jewels, and that's what the problem is?
Ooh, you think so?
Showdown.
There is a grocery labor shortage, and that is part of the problem at Guaranteed Rate Field, by the way, as well. But the baseball is not. And, man, watching Carlos Rodon work, I will tell you this, too. Sebi Zavala caught a great game.
His framing was especially on the slider.
The sequencing, lovely. The framing, because that slider is a bitch, man. That is nasty. There were some no chance swings on that thing.
Well, his Rodon's accuracy too was just absolutely fabulous. To be able to have all of that work together in concert the way it did. Pitch Ninja highlighting some great, great pitches that Rodon threw, but just the back foot slider and how perfect it was. But to me, yesterday, best Sox win of the year. It's one thing to have Saturday. That was fantastic. But it's another to have consistency in a playoff type series against the former team in the American League who was the best that you just knocked off. You are now king of the mountain.
We're going to hear from Carlos Rodon in just a little bit. I also have a question to you because of your long-stated belief about the how the Sox acquired Lance Lynn and how a contract extension may change the geometry retroactively in your mind. You know where I'm going with this.
It was my first thought when he signed.
Okay, you know where I'm going with this. So we'll talk some more White Sox next on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Liam Watts, he's got that slider queued up. If he gets it close, it'll probably end the at-bat.
And it does! And the White Sox pull off a combined one-hit shutout. Rodon, Kopech, and Hendricks, and they take 2 of 3.
Carlos, what's it like to be a part of this rotation right now? It seems like you guys are feeding off of one another and kind of, you know, grabbing the baton and turning in, you know, a start that goes from giving your chance, a team a chance to win, to being absolutely dominant on a real daily basis.
Yeah, Lucas was pretty incredible last night to watch. He's trying to do the same thing, but Altuve had that 10-pitch at bat and just, you know, fought me well and got me out in the seventh. But, you know, overall the day was good, and I think we'll hand it off to Lance tomorrow to keep this thing going.
Heck yes.
Right?
That is what I'm talking about. When you hear pitchers trying to be inspired by one another and it's contagious like that, I am 100% present for this.
I don't generally believe in it. I think if you're good, you're good. And if the guy before you was good, you can be good or bad. I know pitchers like it. It always looks good and sounds good when they say pitching momentum and feeding off of each other. It usually means everybody's just good. And for whatever reason, I'll let them have all their words and be in their feelings about it. But man, if you're going to say Rodon, Kopech, and Hendricks, put some respect on Sebi Zavala's name too.
Yes,
because he really did a great job, and it's very easy to take catching for granted, and you shouldn't do it at the big league level because catching's really hard, and being a plus defensive catcher, game caller, framer, receiver is it matters, and there's a reason why they could seamlessly work through that offense that is really nasty.
The best offense in the American League was held to one hit.
Yep,
that's it. That is how you get it done. That is not to take anything away from Lucas Giolito's performance, which I think was A, helped by rest. B, he talked about how he needed to unplug a little bit during the break, and that worked out for him. He's pitched against the Astros well, categorically speaking.
He's throwing more sliders, too.
That's also where he had his coming out party. You know, that's where you really started to see his improvement, was against the Astros in Houston, actually. That was one of the first games I noted where I said there's a real upswing with him right now. But to do it in back-to-back games, that's a playoff series you just won.
Felt like it. There's no question it felt like it. In from the moments, the leverage situations, watching the players' reactions to their own successes or failures, it definitely felt like it.
But to me, yesterday's win is a much more indicative type of baseball win, right? It's not your sexy drubbing offensively in the complete game. That is how you get the job done day in and day out. 7, 8, 9. You have Rodon go 7. Kopech, Hendricks, done. Church.
You still want to, against a guy like McCullers, you're going to have to beat, in playoff series, you're going to have to beat all good pitchers. You're not going to see bad pitchers unless a game gets out of hand. And I would like to have seen them get to McCullers a little bit more than they did, because he's tough, and he finds those holes in your swing. That is a smart, tough pitcher. And they always, I heard Steve Stone talking about it over the weekend, about look at the guys who hit the ones and the twos, who hit the high leverage relievers. That's when your differences are made. So not everything is solved. But the question I have for you, have been very clear about what you thought was a steep price that was paid for Lance Lynn.
Oh, yes.
How does the contract extension change the math for you?
It's years of control. Bingo, bango. You're good to go. That variable isn't always so easy to fix. And the White Sox, once again, this is a front office mode of operandi.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they do things. Like, they They extend early. They had a happy employee who was successful, who wanted to stay, and they signed him. And I've said I measure windows based on player contracts. And to me, the window was the spendy trade for Lance Lynn. And I wanted another year out of him, at least for the years you were giving up of Dane Dunning. And I think Ethan Katz is a real game changer here. I think Ethan Katz paired with Dane Dunning would have been different than what we're seeing out of the pitching development in Texas. That's another story. I know that's where Lynn comes from, but still, he's a little bit more of a veteran. He had his game already. But Lynn coming here and having only one season, I was concerned. And to extend him and do it so painlessly, it was a brilliant move. That's your guy. He wants to be here. He's happy. He's performing well. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Extend it. And that's what happened.
Seems like a decent influence on some of the other pitchers as well. He's also fit in culturally. Like he's living out there. And that seems to be the way this staff is. You know, Rodon gets really emotional on the mound. Lynn screams and bellows like a walrus. And I heard there was really good stuff from Rob Friedman from Pitching Ninja.
Yes.
Where he interviewed both Liam Hendricks and Lance Lynn. And he said, well, like, who's more foul-mouthed out there? And Hendricks said something like I use the worst words, but he screams and yells all the time. And they were sort of comparing the way that they behave out there. And that's not, I mean, Giolito, not so much. It's just not how he is, but it's really entertaining to watch. They are a fun team to watch play.
Yes. And it's not just the swag that we knew the White Sox to have, whether it's the guys in the outfield having fun, like Eloy Jimenez previously, or just watching Luis Robert mature, or watching the passion with which Tim Anderson plays or Jose Abreu. Now it's, in every single aspect of the game, it's not just one identity of having fun. It's multiple, and we're seeing that. And I do think that there is something to having that pairing and having a player inspire another player. In fact, Cody Decker talked about this. It's not just your manager and your assistant coaches who teach you. It's the veterans on a good team. And I think that we're seeing that, even though Carlos Rodon has years under his belt, we're seeing some sort of synergy there with him and Lance Lynn, and it's working out really well, and Lucas Giolito, for that matter.
Can I give you a couple slash lines here, and you tell me who these players are?
I'm never good at this game, but I will try.
Player one is batting .244, on-base percentage .340, slugging .600, a weighted runs created plus of .150. Player two is batting .357, on-base .419, slugging .643. With a weighted runs created plus of an April Yermin-like 189.
I was going to say, what is the WRC plus in this?
189. So those are two small sample size. It's only a total, additively, the two of them of 84 plate appearances. So
84 plate appearances.
That's it.
Okay.
So it's early money, but player one is Gavin Sheets, and player two is Jake Berger.
Jake Berger. Way to not make AAA and the big leagues have a contrast.
Yeah, these are rookies who are going to get figured out. They are going to probably struggle. But while you're riding the rookie burst and you hope to do that, you're getting it. Put together, they're worth a win. You add those guys up, they are worth a win of value.
I have often thought about this in one of those late night what's keeping me up thoughts. What do you do about Jake Berger? Do you trade him right now while his value is incredibly high for whatever thing you need? Whatever spendy trade you need? What do you do?
I don't know about whom Rick Hahn is being asked. I really don't.
That's the thing, because it could be Adam Frazier. It could be Joey Gallo. We still don't know what exactly is going on with Luis Robert. He's in that 4-week period that we talked about. Hopefully there's some sort of update there at some point soon. So you could get outfield help. You could get infield help. We don't necessarily know if Yasmani Grandal is going to come back on time. And you still probably need another reliever.
At least one other reliever.
Yes. But while you need all of this, you're without incredible talent, and you're still doing that to the Houston Astros this weekend.
Can I give you another slash line? 286, 333, 633. Weighted runs created plus of 159. And that has equated in just 15 games to 7/10 of a win. That is Adam Engel, who looks pretty dangerous up there right now.
These are
good problems to have.
I really wanted to see a whole complete season and compare it to 2019 of Adam Engel's strikeout percentages, because I knew the improvement was going to be huge.
Yeah, he's down to 16.7.
It was high in 2019. I'd have to look it up to know how high for sure. I just know how many times they wrote down K on a scorecard.
His strikeout percentage in 2019 was 31.5%. He is cut.
31.5!
He's cut it in half.
Okay, then.
He's cut it in half.
Okay, Frank Menachino, Adam Engel combo.
Right? They're doing work. That's a big deal. That's not a blip to cut your strikeout rate in half.
No, and I said that last year. I was like, man, something's different about him. And we're seeing it.
When we come back, Vinny Duber, who covers the White Sox for NBC Sports Chicago, is going to join us. He's been out in the wilderness, too, so we can talk to him. I was following him on Twitter, and was he in Wyoming?
Vinny was in Wyoming.
Who just goes to Wyoming?
Vinny is a special soul.
I know that. I know he is a different kind of cat. There's no question.
Entirely pleasant. Also hates vegetables.
What?
Yeah.
Like Al Michaels?
I don't know.
I don't mean Al Michaels is a vegetable. I mean Al Michaels hates vegetables. That could be misconstrued. Al Michaels has never he insists he has never eaten a vegetable. And when it was Drew McGarry who interviewed him, had a long form interview with him. And like even to the extent of he will take the parsley out of his mashed potatoes at a steakhouse. Like he'll tweeze out little bits of parsley so he never eats a vegetable.
That's just one of those 1% affected things. That's what that is.
And he's what, 73?
That's commitment.
Like he's already, and you think like it has to be bad for you. It's like the George Costanza thing. Is it George Costanza talking about how, you know, don't eat this and don't eat that? And he says, I look at my grandparents and they're having nothing but like chicken fat and pastrami and they're 90. It's like at some point you won.
No, dude, it's genetics. Genetics.
Yeah, well.
And my family, we're healthy and we're here for a good time, not a long time.
He doesn't eat vegetables.
He doesn't prefer them. I don't know that I should be saying this on the air. Sorry, Vinny.
Why? Is that a bad
thing? I don't know. I don't know how much he wants it out there.
Like his insurance agency is listening? Wait a second here. We're going to charge more for life insurance premiums now. We hear this. Rahimi has just ruined it.
I don't know. It's just one of those things where when you talk about it more, you're like, well, it's out there. I'm sorry. But we know what the Simpsons say about this, guys.
You don't win friends with salad. Vinny Duber next on Bernstein and Rahimi on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.